money down.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Puerto Rico. Cleanup is underway after Ernesto tore through the island territory and the U.S. Virgin Islands. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in Puerto Rico.
The power is out to this neighborhood, and we've noticed that authorities have blocked access to the road, but we weren't able to immediately notice the presence of power crews, and that's a big concern for people. For many of them, painful reminders of what they went through in 2017 during Hurricane Maria when the power grid essentially was out.
Ernesto is now heading toward Bermuda. Middle East peace talks will begin in a few hours, but Hamas says its representatives won't be there. CBS's Raimi Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv.
A diplomat briefed on the talks told CBS News that the Thursday meeting in Qatar, if it still moves forward, will likely include CIA Director William Burns, his Israeli counterpart David Barnea, the head of the Mossad, and the Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates, among others.
An Illinois sheriff who hired the deputy charged in the death of 36-year-old Sonia Massey has resigned. Sangamon County Sheriff Jack Campbell's announcement came about 5 weeks after the black woman was shot and killed in her kitchen. Raymond Massey was Sonia Massey's uncle.
We are very pleased that the sheriff resigned, however, as a first step. But I personally feel that Sonia was failed by multiple systems and multiple people.
She was named president of prestigious Columbia University in New York just last year, the first woman to lead the school. But now she's resigned. Details from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Manoush Shafiq announced her resignation in a message to the university community, saying the campus protests this year have taken a considerable toll on her family. And she says after reflecting this summer, she decided moving on would best enable Columbia to traverse the challenges ahead.
Human Rights Watch is out with a scathing report on how officials in Los Angeles treat the city's homeless. The group's John Rafling.
I've seen people lose their tents, okay? Their tents that provide shelter from the elements, their bedding that keeps them off of the concrete ground, their clothing. I've seen people lose their medication.
The Walt Disney Company has asked a judge in Florida to dismiss a lawsuit brought by the husband of a New York doctor who suffered a fatal allergic reaction after eating at a Disney restaurant. The company says Jeffrey Piccolo agreed to settle any lawsuits against the company out of court when he signed up for a one-month trial of Disney Plus in 2019. Piccolo's lawyer calls that argument absurd. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The clock is ticking on a NASA decision on whether to bring two astronauts home from the International Space Station on a Boeing spacecraft with technical difficulties.
NASA's chief astronaut Joe Acaba is blunt about the situation for astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams.
They knew this mission might not be perfect.
He says that means
if Butch and Sonny do not come home on Starliner and they are kept aboard the station, they will have about 8 months on orbit.
They may have to catch a ride on the next SpaceX flight, but Acaba says the two will do whatever they are asked. It's their job as astronauts. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Boeing insists that its Starliner can safely bring the astronauts home. Can you trust the product reviews you read online? In too many instances, you can't. So federal regulators are out with a rule that bans fake reviews and testimonials. The Federal Trade Commission rule is now in its final form after being first proposed almost 2 years ago. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and a few showers developing later on as temperatures drop to the upper 60s. Southeast winds will be light. Showers, a few storms around for your Thursday. Some of that rain could be a bit heavy. Highs reaching the middle 70s. It's 75 at our studios.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy.
Good, you're no good, you're on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
And the crews that serve him are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
At my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me, she's here by me, she stepped. Soul. She's here by me.
WHAN.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
After my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without trying, now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Yeah. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Former President Donald Trump says Vice President Kamala Harris is falsely accusing him of planning to get rid of Obamacare if he's reelected.
She goes around saying, oh, he's going to get rid of the health. No, no, I'm going to keep it unless we can come up with something that's better for you and less expensive for you. Otherwise, we're not doing it.
Trump spoke in Asheville, North Carolina. Both candidates will spend a lot of time in Pennsylvania